This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Related to the weather, for anybody that's not left the house yet, this just in, I don't know what agency this is from, but seems like common sense to me. How to dress for cold weather. One, take your pants off. Two, get back to bed. There. Go back into bed and just put your covers over your head, the whole deal there. Yeah. That makes sense? I think so. We began with a little breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. There you have it, right there. As we wait on the world to change on What's On Your Mind. We can do it joyfully. We're the type of folks here that are happy warriors because we have such a wonderful audience full of so much wisdom on everything and anything. The challenge is pulling it out of you. And getting you to recognize the level of genius that you all have on what ails us in this world. I am Scott Hanna. Todd Mitchell is here, and we're raring to go on the program today. Lynn Helms is going to be here a little later on. Lynn is the Director of Mineral Resources for the state of North Dakota. And every month comes on to talk about oil and gas production and answer any questions you might have, so that's kind of nice. We'll talk a little ag with Troy Coons today from CNC Farms. We got the folks on from the Emergency Food Bank. Amazing the amount of work that they do and are needed. North Dakota is not the kind of place with a huge population of folks that need emergency food, but there is need. It is here. And so it's when you want entities like this charitable organization that on Giving Hearts Day coming up on February 14th takes your dollars and sometimes doubles, sometimes triples those dollars, and does some good all year long. So we'll tell you about that today on the program we call What's On Your Mind. I have a lot of things to talk about in the news, from the latest example of the Democrats and their insatiable appetite for taxes. It's one thing I want to talk about. There is a bill being debated that was voted out of committee 5-1, do not pass, but it'll be voted on in the Senate, I think, tomorrow, to raise taxes on the oil industry. An industry, by the way, that's paid about 50% of all taxes collected in the state over the past 5 years, if you do the math. But they should pay more, according to Democrats, and they'll have no consequence to that. Sort of like when they were raised in the 80s, and you had an industry in trouble. They got all addicted to the oil revenue, and then when the revenue started to fall with prices, well, let's raise taxes. That'll do it. Yeah, and then they leave. It's just ridiculous. And Democrats in North Dakota, these happen to be Fargo Democrats, are cheerleading this idea. Never cease to amaze me in their lack of any kind of business understanding of what that would mean. So there's that. Have you heard about the duct tape controversy? I think one of the greatest arguments for additional border security is human trafficking. Because I don't know how many different flavors of political opinions you could get in a room from extreme left. I mean, the hair, the earrings, the whole, Donald Trump is the Antichrist. They're really out there, okay? And then the right, where, they just assume there'd be no government. Let's go back to pre-1776, the libertarian wing, okay? And you get all of those everybody else in the middle, and you can't look each other in the eye and say human trafficking is wrong, and we need to do everything in our power to stop it, right? That should be a reasonable response, I would think, from every political flavor. Well, Donald Trump told a story the other day. The President of the United States, one of the reasons he is pushing as hard as he is for border security is because of the uptick in human trafficking and what's happening. And it's a really bad deal. I mean, they kidnap these kids. They take them against their will. Sometimes they pay for them and then take them and sell them as sex slaves and all. It's just awful. I mean, I know it's an honest sight, out of mind thing. So I appreciated the fact that Donald Trump, in his remarks, and I could find them here, but he basically said, you know, they duct tape these victims. They duct tape kids. They duct tape all around their mouth, through, you know, around their head, wrapped around, because they don't want them to be able to make any noises. And they poke a straw so they can breathe. That's the only thing keeping them alive, is that straw and that air. Otherwise, they're in a trunk or back of a truck or whatever. So the loony left, led by MSNBC and others, quickly says, what, did Donald Trump see that in a movie? That's not a reality. That didn't happen. I'm not kidding you. Well, it did happen, and thankfully, border officials who've seen it with their own eyes came out. One fella even with a picture on his phone. In one particular arrest that he participated in, they took the picture to use in the prosecution. So that's what he's talking about. That's what he's been shown. Who argues against how human traffickers are harming people? But people that hate Donald Trump so much and don't want him to have what they want. I see a little progress, by the way, on this whole thing through this conference committee, because the conference committee, which basically is just people from the House and the Senate, Republicans and Democrats that are appointed, they get in a room and, you know, they usually, when they do a conference committee, are ironing out the differences in the two bills to then take back to their respective bodies, have it signed, you know, voted on, and then it goes to the president to be signed. In this case, obviously, they're trying to craft a compromise, but I'm hearing the same thing, and maybe Kevin or Todd, you guys can try and find this today, but if you find Joe Manchin from West Virginia and a few of the other Democrats on this committee, they're all saying the same thing. We're going to listen to the experts. We want to hear from the professionals.
Been saying that since the get-go.
Yeah, well, who do you think Donald Trump's been listening to when he's crafting his border security plan?
The experts.
He's brought them to the White House, one after the other. ICE, Border Patrol, everything. But whatever. I'm saying that's a positive sign, because maybe they're finally getting it. And their way out is to say, we're not going to listen to Donald Trump, but we're going to listen to the experts. But wait a minute, Donald Trump was listening to the experts. Never mind, we're going to listen to the experts. Okay, fine. Listen to the experts, and then come out with a border security bill, please. Gosh, for the life of me, I can't understand how people are not able to see through what the Democrats are doing here.
Scott, I can tell you, I lived in San Antonio for 2.5 years, and in that 2.5 years, I can remember at least two incidences where truckloads of people, into the teens, like 18 people, died down in McAllen. They were brought across. They got left in the truck. They were left to die. Twice, just in the 2.5 years I lived there. And that was in the late 80s.
It's just sad.
Terrible. Terrible.
And we don't see it. We don't know it. I mean,
never reported.
If you live where you live there, you know about it. But for the most part, we don't. It's out of sight, out of mind. You just don't know. It's happening. It's happening. And the drugs. Who doesn't have somebody they know that has been impacted from drugs, or, you know, the addictions that come with it, and the suicide that follows all too often? And, you know, let's get serious about it, for crying out loud. I don't know why. Now, here's the big question. So those are a couple of things we're going to wrestle with today, and welcome your calls on 258-0550, 800-228-0550. The national news is going to focus like a laser beam today on Roger Stone. And his arraignment, 9 million cameras out there, you know, just, oh my gosh. And this guy that you let Putin steal our democracy, have you seen him? He goes to all the court hearings, got a beard and wears a hat, and you let Putin steal our democracy. He had to get a job, I'm thinking. I don't know. I mean, go work for a living. Or do you suppose somebody's paying him for the sign? I don't know. But, you know, that's part of the witch hunt that I'm not even going to acknowledge beyond this comment today. This is ridiculous. Somebody's holding up a sign that says, this is a sign. I like that. Is that Todd?
Wait a minute. Okay, I wish. That would be me. We need that person on.
Yeah, they're holding up a sign that says, this is a sign.
A sign of what? That's the person we... Yeah, exactly.
But here is the big question today, okay? Given what I think will be the conversation in every workplace, in every home, on every radio program throughout North Dakota today. And that's the four-letter word, get the buzzer ready, C-O-L-D, cold. Yes, it is. Quite cold. I'm looking at wind chill factors of Well, where is it warmest? Let's find the hot spot in North Dakota today, should we? We'll start there. Let's see, any in the 30s? There's a couple in the 30s. Any in the 20s? Oh, here's a 19. Here's a teen. Got to go to Montana, though. 15 below in Miles City. How about North Dakota? 30, the balmiest spot in North Dakota right now is Dickinson at minus 34. Good old Dickinson, nice and warm. So here's the big question. Think about this now, okay? If you could go anywhere to escape this cold, where would you go? Just saying Hawaii, Maui, Kauai, Honolulu should warm you up. You know, like Mar-a-Lago. Should we go take the president's in D.C. trying to fix the border? We could invade Mar-a-Lago. All right? It'll be a little mental vacation, ladies and gentlemen, just thinking. I want to keep a list, and then maybe we'll get a little what's on your mind trip off the ground, and we'll escape the cold. If you could go anywhere, I realize, because there's a lot of farmers and ranchers mumbling right now, like, I can leave these cattle. But if you could, where would you go? Where's the warm spot you crave? Tell me!
Hello, I'm Randall Borkus. Want to make sure your life savings, the family farm, or business aren't lost to healthcare or nursing home costs? At Howard & Borkus Law Group, we have a solution. We've helped countless families preserve their treasured family assets for the next generation, and we can do the same for you. Howard & Borkus Law Group, number 7, 3rd Street, Minot, North Dakota. Call now, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904.
The MBI rig team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, advanced opportunities, and more. If you're an experienced forehand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email Jim@IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include Croft, Pasture, and Hunting Land auctions in Walsh, Emmons, Adams, Cass, Logan, Lemoore, Oliver, and McLean counties in North Dakota, and Yellow Medicine County in Minnesota, and farm retirement equipment auctions in Wishing, Mott, Steele, Bowman, Hazelton, Fort Yates, and Dickinson, North Dakota. For more information on these auctions, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Piper's.com.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best EDpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's T-H-E, bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For more than 40 years, Choate Investments has brought plans to life and made dreams come true by delivering expertise and service to those wishing to lease office space, buy or sell land, develop office buildings. See, here's the deal. They know the properties. They know the market. When you look to the future, look to Choate Investments. What a return. What a return they've given to many, many investors. Go online to choateinvestments.com. That's KJOS Investments.com. Texter says, Scott, it's January in North Dakota, normal. I know it's winter, but it's one of those times in winter where, you know, it gets cold enough. I mean, schools are closed, okay? So that's not normal. The schools are closed. You know what I'm saying? I get it's winter.
Yeah, I grew up in Minneapolis. I don't remember schools ever closing 2 days in a row in advance.
Well, it's because you had trees and hills. You had trees and hills, see? So when the wind came in, you know, the trees and hills would break it up a little
bit. So did we get rid of all those, or what happened?
We just have less trees and hills here, and we're a little flat. You know what I'm saying? Here's a text who wants to go to Bora Bora. Let's get the heck out of here, Scott. All right, Bora Bora is on the list. Where the heck is Bora Bora anyway?
I've heard South of Pacific. A lot of plane rides there. Let's just go to Florida or Texas.
That might have been the movie, South Pacific. Yeah. That might
have been the movie. One nonstop. I don't want to be jumping and losing my luggage.
Exactly. Yep.
I think that might have been the one location that the movie, rather, that I was trying to think of that was filmed in north shore of Kauai there in Hawaii. Was South Pacific.
Oh, sure.
I think
yep.
it was.
I think it was, too.
Yeah. Yep. Sam and Minot, hang on a second. We're going to get to you after we chat with our friend CJ from DAC Diesel. Is it cold in the shop today?
Yeah, it's a little chilly. Some days, you know, you think you have plenty of insulation, and then days like today, you think you're missing a little bit. You know, but we have it at 60 degrees, so it's pretty comfortable. But it is cold outside. I need to get a truck inside, and I had it plugged in all weekend long, and then I had it plugged in all day yesterday, and that thing still does not want to start. So an old forklift is fired up right now, and we're going to get her drug in here. But the one thing I wanted to mention, because of all this cold weather here, if you're one of those guys that don't like to put 50-50 diesel fuel in your truck, or if you don't like to put straight number one diesel fuel in your truck because of the dryness of it, you know, you want something with a little more lubricity, a little more cetane, you know, so number two is what you want to run. I do believe is the best anti-gel on the market. I have tested it personally. I refuse to carry it if I didn't test it. Everybody I've sold it to, it's been working awesome for everybody. I haven't had one complaint about gelling up, no matter what the weather is. And the Arctic is good to 38 below, which it's not getting that cold right now, so you should be good on the Arctic. But if you want to go really extreme, the Polar Max is actually good to 70 below. And this stuff is made in Canada, and the one thing I have to say is the Canadians know diesel fuel, and they know additives. So, and we got plenty on hand down here, so definitely give us a call, and we can get you set up. We can even ship it out to you if, you know, you're 300-400 miles away. Not a problem. So,
all right, call them at 701-258-5011, online at DACDiesel.com, or how do we find you in Bismarck?
We're straight east of Hubbard Feeds, down the gravel road, a little bit out of the way, but nice thing is nobody seems to bother us down here, and we have plenty of business. So
that sounds good. Take care, CJ. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Scott.
CJ from DAC Diesel. Another little tip there to make things work when it's this cold. Sam and Minot, go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. Did I hear you say the schools are closed in Bismarck today?
I might have said Bismarck. I meant Fargo. Is Fargo, West Fargo, is Morehead closed too?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, a good chunk of schools on the eastern end of the state are closed.
Well, the reason I called, Scott, is that I live in the Bismarck area, and I'm driving through this morning. I gave people a few rides this morning to keep people walking out in this stuff. And I find out that Bismarck Transit has decided not to open up today. I don't want to throw them under the bus without hearing their story. I encourage somebody to call in and explain to our most vulnerable of our society why they decided not to run their buses today. Personally, without knowing the rest of the story, I think that's a bad business decision. I'm a little disappointed in that. I'm sure all the school buses are running and everything else, and, you know.
I'll jump in. The story that we had gotten from them was that they didn't want to see people standing outside waiting for the CAT bus and then end up in, you know, bad health because they're outside waiting for it. Again, them speaking, I'm not speaking for them. So
I would also say that, you know, that's largely why the I happened to be at a funeral yesterday for Andy Wambach, and Andy's the father of Beth Slutty, who's the superintendent of West Fargo Schools. And you know, we were talking about it last night. The buses are the big thing. That's largely the reason that they had to cancel because in the case of West Fargo, there were so many bus runs, and one bus, you know, black ice, pick your poison, right? It stops, bus stops working, and you've got, you know, a real problem, especially out in some of those rural areas, bringing kids in. So I guess that would translate to a city transit, wouldn't it? That you're going to have, you know, multiple people in a bus and bad weather conditions. It's just a little bit dangerous. So I can see why they'd make that decision. In addition to, like you say, Todd, waiting for the bus. Oof, would want to do that.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, I get his point that, you know, the people still need to get around. So is canceling the service the answer? But at the same time, yeah, you don't want a bunch of people standing outside, you know, with even bigger health problems because they've been waiting entirely too long.
Exactly right. I appreciate the call, though. Thank you very much. 800-228-0550. What is there for school closings your way, Todd? I know, you know, there's a boatload of them.
The only one we had on the list was Ellendale, so it you know, just really hadn't gotten any worse here, just colder. But
same here.
We kind of got to the point of getting dug out, so.
Yeah, same here. And, you know, some schools are closing Wednesday and Thursday, I know. Just because, you know, the forecast actually has this cold continuing for a couple of days. I did receive some comments from folks related to, you know, the governor closing school when it's cold versus the schools, because if the schools do it, they cost, you know, school days. And if the governor does it, they don't. They don't count against the calendar. So some people saying that the governor ought to do that. I actually, when I saw the release from Governor Bergerman, also the superintendent of public instruction, Kirsten Baszler, thought, you know, that hat tip to the locals and the superintendents in their schools to say, you decide, probably makes sense. Now, whether or not you can find some other way to deal with the dates on the calendar and what that means, is, you know, something for another day. But welcome your calls, questions, and comments on any of that today on a cold day. Okay, so Bora Bora is on the list. And let's see what else.
Is that a charter flight, maybe? Because I do like the idea of a nonstop, but I do like the idea of Bora Bora. So if somebody's got, like, a private charter we can do.
I did some checking for you, too, Scotty. The scene from South Pacific, yes, was on Kauai.
Okay.
And then the scene from Here to Eternity was on the north shore of Oahu at Hanama Bay Cove.
These are all fine places.
There you go.
Yeah,
all work for me.
I think it's by Princeville, Hawaii, I believe. See,
okay.
It's at Princeville, Hawaii. I actually was on that beach once. We took a bunch of listeners on a cruise of all the Hawaiian islands. Started
well,
in Honolulu.
We're overdue. Let's do it.
My sister lives in Maui. We can all stay with her.
But I'm thinking we get a consensus on where we should go, and then we'll worry about how we get there with charters or whatever, right? Okay, so let's just...
Well, I'm not here tomorrow. I'm at Kevin's sister's place.
If you could go anywhere, where would you go? Text us, 367-2054, or better yet, give us a call.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing, and they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepinn.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
Going once, going twice, sold, sold, sold. Have excess equipment? Don't sell yourself short. Attract buyers 100% online with our international bidders list. Sell all over the world, from your location or ours. There are no buyer's fees, and we have auction guarantees. Auction Block, equipped for success.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Anger boiling over after four Houston police officers were shot in the line of duty on Monday. A Houston Police Officers Union president says,
"We are sick and tired of having targets on our back."
Union President Joe Gamaldi speaks after two of those four officers are critically wounded, two others lesser so, but still hospitalized. The two suspects were killed at the scene, and Gamaldi says,
"We are sick and tired of having dirtbags trying to take our lives when all we're trying to do is protect this community and protect our families."
Midwest and Great Lakes states will feel it first, but the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, and the South will be feeling the effects of a polar vortex. In some areas, wind chills are going to be below 50 below zero. Over 1,000 flights have already been canceled because of the weather from the system. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Democrats vote, they should take Kamala Harris's advice and say, we are better than this. Well, we are better than this, but here's the problem. Problem of it is the Democrats don't care. The Republicans are great and wanting security. Nancy Pelosi was asked by wives of the border security people to ride with them for one day and see what they go through. She wouldn't even contact them or talk to them or nothing. She hasn't said a word. She doesn't care. Neither does Chuck about border security. All they want is Donald Trump gone. She's just so happy she has that gavel in her hand. All she wants is power. If the American people do not see what the Democrats are made of and how much hogwash they've been filled, we're in a very, very bad state of trouble in this America. They could care less about you or anybody else in this country. All they care about is power and money. That's all they want. They absolutely do not care. And it starts right there. And if I was going to go to somewhere warm, I'd go to Seattle. It's going to be 56 degrees out there, and I don't mind. That's a good temperature. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you, Seattle, on the less than one man's opinion on the Democrats. What's yours? 2580550. Is the number to call, 701-258-0550, or toll free at 800-228-0550 on what's on your mind. North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment, don't we? What are we? We're a leading coal producer. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation. Connect those dots. How about this? We're among only seven states that meet all federal air quality standards. That's something, too. And coal has always been a big part of that energy success story. Keeps those electricity rates affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and it boosts our economy. There are around 15,000 very good-paying jobs, $1 billion in personal income, $3.4 billion in economic impact, $100 million annually in taxes going into our state coffers. Find out more about all this at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, SecureEnergyFuture.org. 26 before the top of the hour. So what, Seattle, Bora Bora, and the South Pacific?
Yeah. For me, it'd be Cozumel, Mexico. That's kind of our home away from home.
See, I don't know. I'm a little, and you know, anybody that is a fan of Mexico vacation spots, I went to Mazatlan for a lot of years. I've been to Acapulco, I've been to Cancun. Cancun was too hot for me. Acapulco was just about right. Mazatlan was kind of, you were going to be there for 3 weeks or something, which I never had the time to do. You'd go there. But I had a boss who had a condo down there, so he'd say, hey, go down and stay there for a week and, you know, decompress a little.
You bet.
So I was in Mazatlan a lot. But I don't know. I'm seeing too many stories about, you know.
Well, Cozumel's nice because it's an island. It's right off the coast of Cancun. And plus, we do a lot of diving, so it's really,
But there's a lot of bad things happening. I mean,
in Mexico.
You're hearing about all kinds of crazy things about drinks being spiked and, you know.
Yeah, he's up and free to leave North Dakota for crying out loud.
Where would you go? If you could go anywhere, where could you go? All right, 92 today in Phuket, Thailand. Another one for the list. Wow. Sydney, Australia would be my choice as another.
Oh, yeah, beautiful there.
Too far away from me.
That's a plane ride for sure.
Mark and Hazen sends a note. He said, I'm in my shop building faith chests for our church baptisms. Sun is shining through the windows. It's warm in here. Having a hot cup of coffee. I'm happy right where I'm at.
Nice. That a boy.
Those are nice. Really well done. Wow. That's awesome. I was in a little church last night in Menomon, Minnesota for a prayer service with Andy Wambach, great guy, attorney for many, 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 many years up there. And someone just, you know, you talked to the pastor at the church, talked about, you know, what a just a pillar of the church Andy was and helped with so many things. And that's what makes small towns go, you know. The priest told the family that, hey, I'm going to miss him. He's a friend of mine, too, you know. I mean, they're close. Going to too many prayer services and funerals. Last couple of days, I'll tell you. If I could go anywhere, I would go someplace where there is no liberals in the state. Well, North Dakota is about as close as that as you're going to get. There are liberals. They're called Fargo and Grand Forks. But, you know, they're far and few between everywhere else. Where else? West Virginia, I guess. But you're not going to get nowhere. Here's a fellow after my own heart. If I could go anywhere right now, I would go to Belcourt. Highway Belcourt? Off sale.
Wow.
Highway off sale in Belcourt. Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's not the best way to, you know, deal with the cold. Another texter says, seems the bus people need to talk to Dak Diesel. I love it. Yeah, exactly. Keep that bus running. I would love to take my kids to see Mickey in Disney World. That'd be good. Yeah, Disney World belongs on the list. I got a second vote for Bora Bora. Weather this week's in the low 80s in Bora Bora. We want a Virgin Islands vacation now, says this texter. Now being in capital, that's why I shouted. You know what I'm saying? Somebody sent a screenshot of the temp in Fargo at 9:22 this morning, 19 below. And next to it, the temp in Honolulu at 5:22 this morning, same time, 70 degrees. And that said, any questions? Oh, my gosh. How's that for a 90-degree swing between Fargo and Honolulu?
Wow. Yeah.
Believe that? All right. 10 years ago, they did not close schools for this. Too many out-of-state people moving into Fargo-Moorhead. Well, I know it's not a new cold. We've had this cold before. I don't know. I have a hard time second-guessing it. I'm of the opinion it's winter, but, you know, kids and buses and things that could go wrong. I mean, when you have the weather service, you have the National Weather Service saying it's deadly cold. I mean, wind chills are deadly, can be deadly.
When we were kids, Montevideo, Osceola, we walked to school barefoot in this weather, but we've learned.
Yeah, in the winter.
We couldn't do that anymore.
In the winter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Balmy in Sentinel Butte, and I got a picture from that texter. Thank you. This is not that cold. Check the weather forecast back for the winter of 82, 83. We had how many days, maybe a month and a half, we can't even get above zero?
Yesterday, 1966, it was the air temp was 39 below in Bismarck.
I'd go to southern South Dakota. No, true. I'd go to southern South Dakota or northern Nebraska, says another texter. You know, so I don't get spoiled. I love that sense of humor. It's beautiful. I think the propane is out on the sun. Yeah, maybe. Somebody call the propane guys. We did find out yesterday it's dark. Remember that, guys?
The sun is less active recently, apparently.
We had a call from Glenn Allen. Some interesting info there. Given the temperatures expected for the next several days, says this listener, what is needed is encouragement in the weather report. So for Geisen, North Dakota, the current fake temperature is plus 75 with a gentle breeze swaying the palm trees and white fluffy clouds slowly floating by on a clear blue sky. Contrast this with Deison, North Dakota, yesterday. Geisen was a former town site between Fredonia and Lair. Gary from Jamestown. Thank you, Gary. Appreciate that. Maybe you should play part of the 1980s song Linda Ronstadt's Coconut Grove to liven spirits.
That's a good one.
I'll put these two guys on that. Coconut Grove. Yeah. I hate winter the older I get, says another listener. I think I'm the same way. I get a little crankier. I've always told people who, say North Dakota is so cold I can never live there. I say, about 5 days a week, 5 days a year, you really say, what the heck is this?
They're here.
Yeah, we just had them. I think we used up all five. I've now upped that to 10, by the way, when I tell that story. About 10 days a year. Texter says, why would you want to spend money in Mexico considering what they are doing to our country? Yeah, I don't disagree. I've not been to Mexico for a lot of years, and I'm not sure I would I'd go back. Here's a texter says, I'd go to the White House if I could sit down with President Trump and tell him of the support he has from the American people. Yeah, he needs to hear that. No doubt about that. Balmy here in Sentinel Butte, temps 10 below, send me anywhere 65 and not humid. Oh, my gosh. Somebody dared to send us some massive pool that overlooks a beach, that overlooks the ocean and some mountains, and said, just got back. I think we missed it by a week. Puerto Vallarta. Oh, you look at that pool, and you want to be there.
Here's another board. Going back. That'd be great.
How about a trip to Norway? It's 10 above zero, and the wind chill is only 2 above. Yeah, well, we're going there. It'll be a little warmer when we go there, though. We're heading to Norway in June. Perfect weather. Perfect weather.
Yeah, I'm waiting for your Naples, Florida, February trip you're going to plan. I'm in on that one, brother.
Well, I'm seriously considering one that's not on the agenda right now just because of this cold. That's why I'm gathering suggestions on where people want to go. I wasn't expecting Bora Bora, but, you know, do a little research there. A friend of mine gave me a certificate for a free stay in Fiji. Now, I've never been to Fiji, but I've seen the pictures.
Yeah, never been in the South Pacific again.
That's a long flight.
Long plane ride. Yep.
Yeah, that's like going to Australia, I think, right?
Yep.
Flight-wise?
Other side of the world.
Yep. Yeah, so a long, long ways away. Here's the numbers if you want to weigh in on any of this. 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Got to catch up with Troy Coons. Talk a little ag in a moment here. Troy's the owner of CNC Farms. CNC Seeds, registered and certified seed dealer in Donnybrook, North Dakota. So we'll chat with him a little bit. We also next hour have the folks from the Emergency Food Bank that will be joining us. Talk about Giving Hearts Day and the good work they are doing. And also Len Helms, the Department of Mineral Resources, bottom of the next hour. So lots of time to chat between now and then on What's On Your Mind at 258-0550. If the phone still works, if it isn't so cold it's not working, you call us at 800-228-0550. Did you see that we have caramel rolls in the break room? They're giant. They're loaded with caramel. They look really good. Caramel rolls are a weakness of mine, and they look really good, but I have a dilemma. We're out of butter. Todd, how do you eat a caramel roll without butter? I think I don't. I don't know how to do it. It wouldn't be the same.
Definitely got to heat it up.
Well, for sure, but usually when
gotta have the butter.
About a half a pound of butter on it, one stick per roll, no?
Well, I'm with you. I think I could choke it down without it, but
I did have
better with it.
I did have a cake donut instead. They're really good too. And thanks, by the way, to the folks from Red River Coffee. Treats and Boutique on 52nd Avenue South. Really enjoyed the goodies. And if I find some butter, I'm going to have one of those caramel rolls, and I'll rave about that. But I call them cake donuts. I don't know what you guys call them, but, you know, they're just kind of plain donuts. Almost as good as they are in Powers Lake. Powers Lake and Tioga. Ooh, really good. Really good. To make them good up there. More coming up.
Hey, folks, Matt the Pizza Guy here for Pizza Corner Pizza. It's the week of the big game, and you're still racking your brain over what dip to do or what side to serve for total success. Well, take a delay of game, or better yet, call a timeout and just go back to what got you here. A Pizza Corner Pizza. Loaded with touchdown toppings and generous amounts of champion cheese, Pizza Corner Pizzas will light up the scoreboard. Stack one today from your local grocery store and see for yourself why Pizza Corner Pizzas are the finest anywhere. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
I'm Al Gustin. As producers, we deal with many things beyond our control. The weather, input costs, and volatile markets all create stress. That stress can take a toll on our well-being. If you're withdrawing from activities, losing sleep, or being irritable to those around you, don't go it alone. Visit with a friend, clergy member, or professional, or call First Link at 211 anytime for listening and support.
This message is brought to you by the members of the North Dakota Bankers Association and Beck Sports.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Matt Gast of the North Dakota Soybean Council. We invite you to attend the second annual Northern Corn and Soybean Expo on Tuesday, February 12th at the Fargo Dome. This free event will feature speakers Chip Flory of AgriTalk and author and humorist Mark Mayfield. Breakout sessions will focus on the latest topics affecting soy and corn farmers, including an international trade update, Palmer Amaranth panel, and an insect, diseases, and soil panel. A large trade show is also part of the day. We hope you'll join us Tuesday, February 12th, starting at 7:30 a.m. at the Fargo Dome for a day of education, networking, and fellowship. Learn more and register for the Northern Corn and Soybean Expo at northerncornsoyexpo.com. Registration is free and encouraged.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
In Your Mind is powered by SchwannGMC.com, a huge closeout of the 2018s because the 2019s are rolling
in. Yeah, I'm saving some of this hair in my basement and in some of the barns, and about July I'm going to bring it out and use it to cool off with. Thanks.
I'm trying to wrap my mind about how that will work, but good luck to you. I'm trying that, capturing that. But I think it's a point that we ought to make. Maybe when it is, you know, one of those hot summer days, you think about today. So don't complain. See? Too cold. 800-228-0550. Our toll-free telephone number. We're going to talk a little ag with our friend Troy Coons from CNC Farms. CNC Seeds, your registered and certified seed farm in Donnybrook, North Dakota. Troy, how are you today?
I'm good. It's cold, cold, cold.
Exactly right. Does it? Do you think it's getting colder, or do you think we're getting older? It feels colder.
I think it's both.
It's both. Okay, all right. Yeah.
Yeah. No, and sounds colder tonight. But I hope people will venture out. We're at the PN Lentil Association meeting in Minot today. And tomorrow, the next day, and the day after that, we're at the KMOT Ag Show. We'll have a booth by John Deere and Case IH. And we'll have our new state-of-the-art mobile seed cleaner out front of the entryway where you walk in. We will have some door prizes and be able to visit with you about seed cleaning and seed sales and help you in any way we can or just to visit.
Well, you should know it's in the top tier of cold in Minot right now, 47 below, 21 below with the wind chill at the Air Force Base and 19 at the airport. So it's, you know, it's right up there. So, but, you know, everybody's dealing with it in one way or another. Whether it's 30 or 40 or 50 below, it doesn't much matter, does it?
No, no. Today's a day I wouldn't want to be a rancher. Yeah, out there taking care of the cows, but, you know, we can help those folks with their feed needs and their seed needs and all of that, too. So if they want to stop by and talk about high-quality forage seeds and such, we surely can help those folks as well.
Have you got a top answer when somebody says, give me something with a good return? I need to make up a little ground here. Give me something I know is going to, you know, crank out a good yield and a good price.
Well, all the markets, you know, are struggling right now. Really, they're kind of a tough spot. But flax, I think, will be something that's going to have a better price. You know, it's not a high-dollar crop, but it's looking like something that would have a return on it. It's one option, I think, because last year there was less acres, and the year prior was one of the poorest years on record for yield. So the inventories are really low. So that's one thing to talk about.
And, again, you're going to be doing this till Friday, is that right?
Yeah, we'll be at the KMOT Ag Show, yes.
All right, so it'll be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then the Pulse Crop Meeting is today.
Yes, it is, in Minot, right across the street from the fairgrounds.
So lots of ways to chat with Troy and the team at CNC Farms and get a few answers. Thanks a bunch, Troy. I always enjoy chatting about ag with you.
Thank you, Scott. Have a good day.
Talk to you soon.
Yep.
Another texter sent us the temperature from Lakota at 27. Minus 27, can that be? By the way, one reason the schools close nowadays, says the texter, the new buses are unreliable. Do you know why they're unreliable? Anybody? Government regulations. The emission systems. Texter says, thanks, Greenies, and federal government. Very interesting. Very interesting. Truckers going through some of the same things. And my favorite is the truckers have all these different requirements, and then they add a ridiculous amount to the price of the vehicle. So you pay for it, and what's the benefit? Somebody tell me what the benefit is. Does this work? Texter says, my wife looked at the forecast last week and said, I'm going to Arizona. Phoenix is a lot nicer than North Dakota. Plus, our daughter goes to ASU. Well, I don't blame her there at all. Another texter sent us a view they had out their window yesterday morning in Mexico. Very nice people that rely on us coming there for our business. And then their view this morning back home in North Dakota, where there's a whole sea of white snow versus the blue water. Yeah, there you go. Isn't that something? Texter says, I would escape from my tractor cab, good heater, and what's on your mind? What's not to like? Well, thank you very much for that. We appreciate that for sure. Texter says, good morning. My question is on human trafficking. I don't understand who is the customer for these people. This is a horrible situation, but these people that buy them must be people with means. Can we crack down harder on the end user? I liken to it if I have a business and sell widgets and no one buys them, I'll be out of business. Just a thought. I'll listen as I'm feeding cows right now. Thank you. Well, thank you for the note. And you're absolutely right to think ahead, as most North Dakotans always do, to say, well, wait a minute, is there more to this? And, you know, like anything, I think you got two ends of a problem. You got to figure out which one is the easiest to tackle. I think not let them in the first place for the trapping is the smartest way to do it. But anybody that is, you know, feeding the commerce side of this just is a disgusting thought you can't even wrap your mind around. I think it's such a shadowy network that they're not exactly easy to infiltrate, but I'm with you. I'm with you. Do everything we can there. Tackle the problem from both ends, for sure. More coming up on What's on Your Mind after a timeout. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.